Welcome to the Courtney Gray Podcast, the show for women who are ready to lose weight permanently and love their body, love the way they feel and look. I'm going to teach you how to stop overeating and obsessing about food and your weight so you can be more confident and empowered to then create an even bigger life. I'm life and body coach Courtney Gray, and each week I'm going to be teaching you how losing and maintaining your ideal weight can be so much easier than it's been in the past. And by taking care of you and achieving your health goals, you will live an even more amazing life than the one you have lived so far. Let's get started. Welcome to the podcast, episode 90, Losing Weight with Radical Ownership. We're talking radical ownership, my friends. First of all, I can't believe I'm on episode 90. I can't believe I'm so close to 100. I can't believe it's October. What is happening? This is just, it's amazing. I feel like the older I get, the years go by faster. It's just crazy. I'm excited to talk to you about radical ownership. I'm assuming you can probably imagine what radical ownership is, but I'm going to talk to you all about what I think it is. And the reason I'm talking about this is I started this podcast for a few reasons. One of the reasons was to help people because I remember the first time I started listening to Brooke Castillo's podcast years and years ago, it really started just positively affecting every area of my life. And then I eventually went on to sign up to be in her membership. And then I went on to become a coach of hers. And then I mean, it just really was, her podcast was the gateway drug to really improving my life in every single area. So I just thought I want to do what she has done for me for other women. I want to help. I wanted to teach you all of the amazing mindset tools and weight loss tools and life building and enhancing tools that I have not only learned through my coach certification, but that I'm using in my own life. And I feel like I have a unique perspective. You know, we all have different unique perspectives, and I have one being the mom of three boys, being 46, so I'm in midlife, being in menopause, being a business owner, all the things. I have a unique perspective. I also wanted to spread the word about my business. I wanted to grow my business, help more women lose weight permanently. Many women find me through the podcast and they will schedule a consultation with me and they will come on saying, I've listened to a few of your podcasts and I really resonate with what you're talking about. And so they come to work with me like, yes, and a few of them have said, I feel like I've already interviewed you already. And now that we're meeting face to face, it's so fun. And so many of you have come to my workshops, you've joined my email list, so you get my 2 to 3 emails a week teaching you even more how to lose weight permanently, how to inspire yourself, how to think differently. And so I wanted to talk about radical ownership today because it is what is necessary to make the changes you want to make. Listening to this podcast is amazing. Being on my email list, coming to work, my workshops, all amazing. But I really want to make sure you are aware if you are taking radical ownership or not, because really it is what is necessary to make permanent changes in your life. Radical ownership. Let me tell you what it is, what it means to me. And there's a bunch of them. I think I'm going to talk about 6 things that radical ownership means to me. And so the first one is really like possibly the most important. It's really being honest with yourself and identifying your excuses. So many people live their whole lives telling themselves, telling others, but really more than anything, telling themselves excuses for why they're not living the life they want to be living. And sometimes they don't even know their excuses. The first thing is ask yourself, why am I not where I want to be? And see what comes up for you. And be really honest with yourself. I can't tell you how many times I have talked with people that say, I eat really well. I don't eat any sugar. And it's just, that's not true. I eat sugar. I eat really well. I'm at the weight I want to be. I feel amazing. I eat sugar, but I hear people making these big claims and I almost feel bad for them because I feel like they're not being honest with themselves. If they're not where they want to be, because they're basically telling me I can't lose weight. I don't ever eat any sugar. And I feel like, oh, there's a moment where they really need to take radical ownership and be honest with themselves. Can anyone say they don't eat sugar? Being honest with yourself and identifying your excuses, such a huge, important step into taking radical ownership of the results you're creating in your life, the body you're living in, the life you're living in, all of that.
Number two, making a decision to go all in on yourself. So many people just haven't decided. If you want a massive transformation, which I believe you do, I did. I wanted a massive transformation in my body, but also really more, even more than that, in my mind. I wanted to stop thinking about food so damn much. I wanted to stop thinking about my next meal. I wanted to stop thinking about my body. I wanted to stop looking in the mirror. I wanted to stop telling myself life would be so much better if I could just lose 10 pounds or 12 pounds or whatever it is. That's a massive transformation. And massive transformation takes massive action. But what we're hearing in society is the opposite. It's a, 6-week boot camp. It's a 12-week go all in on yourself program and you're going to be where you want to be. That's not massive action. And that's not being honest with ourselves. There has to be massive action in order to get massive transformation. And there has to be consistency in that massive action. Not perfection, but consistency. Doesn't mean you don't have bad days. It doesn't mean you don't pop a few pretzels every once in a while, but really massive action with consistency. Long time ago, I heard Tony Robbins talk about making a decision, and he said something that really hit me. He said, many people say that they've been for years now coming to a decision, and he says, but he disagreed. He says, decisions are made in an instant. And when he said that, I remember thinking, that is so true. Making a decision to go all in, a big, massive decision, happens in an instant. Saying, I'm going to do better on Monday. I'm going to do better tomorrow. I'll just do this tonight. And then tomorrow I'll get back on track. That's not a decision. That's not radical ownership. It's really making a decision to go all in. And what would that look like for you? It's a little different for everyone. But radical ownership is making a decision to go all in. And also making a decision with how long you think it's going to take. One of the problems I see in the world of weight loss and getting healthy and going all in on yourself and all these things is people are unrealistic with how much time it's going to take for permanency. Yes, you could totally go off all sugar within the next 30 days and probably lose 10 pounds. Totally. I think there's many of us that have done that before. But in order to get yourself to a place where you lose weight permanently by changing the way you eat, by changing the way you think, by changing really the way you see yourself and what's possible for you, it's going to take time. Are you going all in with radical ownership, but also realizing how much time the radical ownership is going to take? Are you making a decision? Are you giving yourself enough time to create this massive transformation in your life? This is one of the reasons why I work with women for 6 months. And it's interesting. I had a woman just a few weeks ago say, I really want to hire you to coach me, but I want to do it for 3 months. And I just said, that's not going to work. And I think it really surprised her. I think she thought I would say yes, or offer a discount, or say, okay, well, let's just do 3 months. And then maybe you can do another 3 months. But I just told her, I said, it's not going to work. I said, maybe 5 months. I have had women, get to right around 5 months. I've had them get to where they're good. And then we just kind of coach on maintenance and coach on sometimes even other things. But I want to give us a lot of time to be able to truly make this permanent. And so she was surprised when I said, yeah, I can't do it in 3 months. You can't do it in 3 months. So we need to be realistic with, if we really want massive change, if we really want to be feeling like, oh, the sweet relief of feeling in control around food and liking where our body is. Are we making a decision to go all in, and are we doing it with a realistic time frame? And number three, going from consuming to action. So when I say consuming, I mean exactly what you're doing right now, which is a wonderful thing. You're listening to a podcast. If you're like me, you probably either read books as well, and you listen to books on tape, and not just books for enjoyment, but books on health and weight loss and menopause and all the things that we're doing right now, right? We're consuming. We're listening to podcasts. We're watching. Didn't Oprah just have like a big thing on menopause? I know a lot of people tuned in for that. This is all consuming, which is so awesome. Consuming, getting information, being inspired, realizing that you maybe were thinking about things in a different way and you need to change your mindset. So good. But you want to make sure that you're not just consuming. There's a lot of people that are listening to this podcast that this is all they really do. And I say this with love. And this is all they might ever do, is that they love listening and they think, oh, Courtney fires me up. I so agree with what she says. And I'm gonna try that tomorrow. And I'm gonna see if it works. And let's hope it works. That's all consuming with like good intentions. Very, very different from radical ownership. Radical ownership is taking action. It's learning something like I talked about last week. I talked about allowing hunger. It's listening to that podcast and going, I am going to, for 2 weeks, I'm going to really focus on allowing myself to get hungry. Here is what I'm going to do. I'm going to allow myself to get hungry. Here's how I'm going to do it. Really going all in for 2 weeks. And then at 2 weeks, not being like, well, I did it. It's like, okay, where am I now? How can I pivot? What did I learn? Radical ownership. How are you going from consuming, which feels so good to consume, doesn't it? Listening to podcasts just makes us feel so great. But taking action, sometimes it feels uncomfortable. Often it feels uncomfortable. That's when all the shit comes up, right? When you all of a sudden go to start allowing hunger, that's when fear comes up. When I'm working with my clients on allowing hunger and really sticking to a protocol of eating, sometimes they say, I have fear that comes up, or I really am very uncomfortable with the feeling in my body. Like I'm not used to feeling hungry. It feels wrong. And so that comes up and we coach on that. Because it's uncomfortable. It's so much more comfortable to listen to a podcast and go, God, that sounds amazing. That's so fascinating. Number four, understanding your triggers and the feelings that are driving you to eat. I did a podcast a few weeks ago on understanding your triggers. And triggers can mean a lot of different things. It can be certain types of food. It can be certain times a day. It's when you feel like you have no control. I'm taking a moment to tell you that I work privately one-on-one with women to help them lose weight permanently and create a body they love. This is not a diet program. This is a customized program to teach you how to eat the way you want to eat forever. No more restriction, no more willpower. No more losing weight only to sabotage and then gain it back again. The problem is not you. We women are so hard on ourselves, and we think if we could just get motivated or more determined, if we could find the right diet plan or cut out certain foods, we will lose weight and be happy. But the answer is changing your brain and how you think and feel, changing your self-image and how you talk to yourself, learning how to trust yourself. This is how you lose weight permanently. It sounds too good to be true, but I promise you it's not. The work I do with my clients is powerful, exciting, and loving, and it's hard work too, but the result is change forever. The women I work with are smart and successful in so many areas of their life. They just haven't been able to figure out their body. This is where I come in. Head to my website to schedule a consultation and we can talk about all the details. Back to the podcast. And you might say, oh, I never feel like I'm in control. But really, if you break it down, there are times of day. Usually for most people, there are times of day. Some people, it's first thing in the morning. For me, it's usually right around 4 o'clock when dinner's coming and I'm hungry and I feel like just having a bowl of tortilla chips just to kind of get me through to dinner. That's a trigger for me. Tortilla chips, a trigger for me. They probably always will be. I love me a tortilla chip. What are your triggers? And why are you driven to eat during that time? Why are you driven to eat that type of food? What feelings are you trying to not feel? Do you know? Have you uncovered them? Did you know that the way to uncover them is to allow the hunger and see what comes up? When you actually don't eat the food, that's when you figure out the feelings you're trying to cover up. That's when you're sitting there and you're going to say, okay, I'm trying to allow hunger and I'm very uncomfortable. Why? And then you all of a sudden discover that you're lonely and you all of a sudden discover that maybe you're bored. Maybe you discover that you're having anxiety. You're thinking about your kids and you're having anxiety and be so much better if you could just go pour another glass of wine. So what comes up when you don't eat? That is taking radical ownership, is figuring that out. Saying, I need to figure out why I'm eating in the first place. Willpowering my way through a 20-day diet has not worked in the past. giving up all my favorite foods for a certain amount of time has not worked because I gained the weight back. I'm going to take radical ownership and figure out what feelings I'm trying to not feel by eating the Cheez-Its or by eating the brownies. Number five, being willing to invest in yourself. That is taking radical ownership. We spend money on all the things when it comes to our families, when it comes like the vacations we spend money on. We feel like that is a no-brainer. We spend so much money on our kids and all of their activities, if you have kids, on our animals. We spend just so much. We invest in so many other ways, on our clothing. But are you investing in yourself? Are you investing in what you truly want, your peace of mind? I'll tell you something. The reason why I got into this niche in terms of helping women get in a body that they love and feel peace around food and lose weight and all the things is because when you start with you, your whole life gets better. You can make all the money, but if you feel like you're walking in your closet every morning and you are so frustrated with muffin topping over your jeans or trying to find a sweater that's not too tight on your arms, if you're at an event and everyone says, okay, let's take a picture, and you're trying to shove people in front of you because you don't want to look so big in the picture, oh, you, God help you, be on the end of the picture line, right? All the women that are like, I don't want to be on the end. I want to be in the middle. Squeeze around me. Squeeze in front of me. I've been there and I've seen people there. Many of my clients have been there. It's horrible. So spending money in other areas, investing in other areas, really, are you investing in yourself? Because when you feel good about you, oh my God, everything else gets better. Number six, recognizing the thoughts and beliefs you currently have that are creating your results. I'm going to say that again because that's a lot. Recognizing the thoughts and beliefs you currently have that are creating your results, that is taking radical ownership. Getting to a place where you can say, okay, when I look back into my childhood, I was taught to eat a certain way. There was shame around food, or there was shame around bodies or showing your body or being too bold, or there was shame in not eating food if someone made you dinner. Looking back and figuring out all the thoughts and beliefs you currently have as to why you're at where you're at right now in your body is taking radical ownership. Are you trying to hide by eating because you're trying to be in a body where if you hide your body, if you make yourself a little bit more unattractive in your mind, maybe that feels safer? I have a lot of clients that I've worked with where they have had some trauma in their past and sexual abuse that they've gone to therapy for. They've done really well at processing that and moving forward, but they're still overeating. And they're creating a body that's bigger because they feel that that in the end is safer. Because if they lose weight and they're more attractive to people, then what? Then it's not safe. Because it brings them back to that trauma from long ago or from their childhood. So it's amazing all of the thoughts and beliefs and history we have with food and our bodies. All of that is creating your results right now. It's amazing to think that there's so many things in our past that has happened that literally contribute to you reaching out and picking up a pile of peanuts or walnuts or whatever and putting them in their mouth. It is amazing, but there is a connection there. And taking radical ownership is you making that connection. Why are you stuck? Why can't you lose weight? Where is your power in all of it? And asking yourself why you want it in the first place is taking radical ownership. I really truly believe the only way women are going to make permanent changes in their eating and their thinking and their bodies is by taking radical ownership. If you want this for yourself, if you're listening to this, if you've been listening to the podcast, if you're one of my many listeners where you're on my email list, you open the emails and you're loving the podcast, I strongly encourage you to schedule a free consultation with me. This is the work I'm doing with my clients. And it's very bespoke to you. It's very curated to you in your life. My clients are taking radical ownership of their bodies and their minds and their lives, and they're doing work that is affecting their whole life. They sign up with me and we start working together and they start losing weight and we work together for 6 months. because it takes time to change you. It takes time to make this permanent. I'm teaching them how to think differently in order to eat differently, to move their bodies differently. We're not doing it perfect. We're not doing a diet. We're doing it better, and we're focusing on forever new habits, forever change. And one thing I wanted to tell you is it's so interesting. Almost every single time someone comes on a consult, they get emotional. They cry it out. And that I realize now that I think that keeps people from wanting to come onto a consult with me, because they feel like they really have never had this conversation with anyone. And having this conversation about radical ownership, about how unhappy they are with where they're at, how they feel shame for where they're at, is very vulnerable. And so please know that I expect it. I expect their tears. It's a big deal. I know, because I've been through it. It is a big deal. It's not just about weight loss. It's about so much more. And that's why it's so important. So on a consult, we are going to talk about where you are right now, taking radical ownership of it, maybe for the first time ever. We're going to talk about where you want to be. And here's what I will tell you is there might even just be a little sliver of you that believes it's possible. I get it. Because you've never done this work before. You may have consumed all this information. You might be on my email list. You might be listening and you might be reading. But going from consuming to taking action is a different ballgame. I don't know if you can hear the emotion in my voice, but I get it. There was a time when I just really did not believe that I could be free from thinking about food and my body all the time. And the reason I'm so emotional about it is it's exhausting. It is exhausting. And I'll tell you, there is so much freedom on the other end of it. And it's not perfect. It's never going to be perfect. For the rest of your life, you're going to want the cookie and have to sit there and say, I want the cookie. But then after working with me, you're going to go, I want that cookie. But you know what? I'm feeling so good. And I know I'm going to sleep better if I don't have it. And I just feel better. I don't want to spike my insulin. And I know that I can sit here and want it a little bit and not have it. You can just be at peace. Oh my gosh. It's so much better. It's so much better to feel like you have so many other things you're interested in and thinking about other than what you're going to eat next. It is freedom in the ultimate sense of freedom. So if you are resonating with any of this, I really encourage you to schedule a free consultation. I had a woman tell me, when was it? Oh, I think it was in Dallas. She goes, I've been listening to your podcast and I'm thinking of scheduling a free consultation. And I said, whoa, girl, what are we thinking about? She's like, I just don't know if I'm ready. And I go, I know. That's why you get on the consultation. We'll talk about if you're ready. You can find me on my website. You can find me on Instagram. There's always a link in the bio to schedule a free consultation. And here's the last thing I'll leave you with. Think about where you'll be in 6 months. It's the beginning of October. It's going to be the beginning of October when this podcast comes out. In 6 months, it's going to be, is it March? I think it's going to be March. Think about where you will be in March if you start giving yourself this gift of radical ownership now. I'll tell you something. Going through the holidays with a life coach is the best decision you could ever make for yourself. It is the best holiday gift you can give to yourself. Tell your husband, hey, I'm giving myself my own Christmas present this year. I am going to invest in a life coach. Because I'll tell you, going through the holidays and being able to navigate eating the way you want to eat during the holidays is brilliant. It's the perfect time. And I'll tell you, there's going to be a lot of people that listen and they say, you know what, I'm going to do this the first of the year, and that's fine, but I could be booked the first of the year, so I would suggest not waiting. And there's a lot to learn about eating in a powerful, intentional way throughout the holidays. So I hope you will schedule. I hope I've convinced you that this is for you to schedule a free consult with me. And they're fun. And I can't wait to meet you. And I hope you have a great, great, beautiful first week of October, Tuesday.
If you are ready to lose weight and keep it off permanently, if you have tried diets and you know they don't work and you are ready for real change, I would love to have a conversation with you. I coach women privately one-on-one and am currently offering consultations to talk about working together. Click my link in the show notes or head to CourtneyGrayCoaching.com, or you can find me on Instagram at CourtneyGrayCoaching.